and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us again for another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Now, today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's 2012 ERP report, an independent analysis of ERP implementation budgets, costs, durations, and achievement of business benefits throughout 2011. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. Hey, Eric, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great, Eric. We're really excited to get some more information from you today. We're going to talk about the 2012 ERP report that Panorama Consulting put together. So start by giving our listeners some background on the ERP report. Now, I know Panorama has been publishing it for many years. How did it come about and what does it measure?
Well, that's a good question, Chris. It's something we started back in 2006, shortly after we started the company. And the reason we started the whole ERP report concept and the whole benchmark study that goes into the ERP report is that we wanted to get some realistic data from the market in terms of what's actually happening with ERP implementations. So there's a lot of hype out there, a lot of anecdotal stories and hearsay stories about, you know, projects that took a really long time or maybe projects that were done for very inexpensively. And what we found is when organizations are going to make a decision around ERP purchases, a lot of times they don't know what it's really going to take to get the job done right or how much it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do is have some data points out there that we use, quite frankly, more on the consulting side to begin with, but then it kind of turned into this whole separate mechanisms to publish actual data out there to the general marketplace. So that's kind of the overall history of it, and we've done it every year since 2006.
Wow. So who participated in the survey this year, and how was the data collected?
Well, this year and last year as well, we intentionally narrowed